This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The first night of the Republican National Convention featured speeches denouncing Democrats, painting a bleak future should former Vice President Joe Biden be elected president. AP correspondent Tim McGuire with details.
In one speech, a school teacher said conservative values are being attacked by labor unions. A small business owner talked of unwarranted pandemic shutdowns and riotous mobs. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz outlined what he sees as a horror film, with Joe Biden as an extra and ordinary people trapped in a dark and dangerous world.
They'll disarm you, empty the prisons, lock you in your home, and invite MS-13 to live next door.
Earlier Monday, delegates in Charlotte, North Carolina, approved resolutions, including one labeling the Southern Poverty Law Center, which catalogs state groups, as a radical organization. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the promise Monday that the United States will ensure Israel retains a military advantage in the Middle East under future U.S. arms deal with the United Arab Emirates. He was speaking after a meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. A U.S. brokered deal on normalizing relations between Israel and the UAE was announced on August 13th. But there has been some dissent in Israel over the prospect of the Gulf power now obtaining advanced U.S. weaponry like the F-35 warplane. Pompeo said Washington had been providing the UAE with military support for more than 20 years, measures he described as needed to stave off shared threats from Iran, also Israel's arch foe. The Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said in it the deal is a betrayal of Palestinians. The Israel-UAE deal is seen as breaking a tradition among most Arab countries. This is VOA News. The U.S. Gulf Coast is now preparing for what could be a major hurricane to hit later in the week, with Tropical Storm Marco largely collapsing before it made landfall Monday evening near the mouth of the Mississippi. Attention has now shifted to Laura. Laura is expected to arrive Wednesday evening near the Louisiana-Texas border. Officials are warning residents to not let their guard down and get their preparations done. In Texas, the mayor of a city near the Louisiana border is warning residents he'll order evacuations if Laura's course does not shift. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says that President Trump's repeated attacks on mail-in voting will not help. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with those details.
The president continues saying without evidence that mailed ballots lead to massive fraud. Combined with mail delivery delays since he took over the Postal Service in June, DeJoy faced questions about whether the slowdowns are linked to the election, which he denies.
I am not engaged in sabotaging the election.
Telling a House panel, he's let Trump allies know the president's attacks on the ballots are not helpful. It was a contentious hearing.
What the heck are you doing?
With Stephen Lynch and other Democrats accusing DeJoy of undermining the Postal Service and the election. DeJoy says he plans to vote by mail, and for others who will, too.
Request your ballot early and vote early.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization said Monday 9 vaccines are being evaluated by its cooperative COVAX facility. The COVAX program was established earlier this year to guarantee equal access to COVID-19 treatments and vaccines. Speaking at his usual briefing at the agency's Geneva headquarters, the WHO Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said it makes economic sense to make sure all nations have access to vaccines. He said if only a small number of the richest countries get most of the supply, it would only prolong the pandemic. The WHO chief urged other nations who are not participating to join COVAX. More resources and more vaccines are needed, he said, to meet the goal of having at least 2 billion doses of safe, effective vaccines by the end of 2021. There are more than 811,000 deaths related to COVID-19 globally. While the U.S. has the highest number of deaths, Brazil is not far behind, those two countries being the only ones over 100,000 or even near that figure. The number of worldwide infections is well over 23.5 million, with the U.S. at more than 5.7 million cases, Brazil at more than 3.6 million, and India more than 3.1 million. Those are the only countries with a million cases or more. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.